I know it all went quiet.
Well, I was cleaning myself up.
I thought slime didn't stick to you. Oh, a lap full of it. 8:14. I knew this would happen. It's 14 minutes past 8 on a daft Friday, but please smile with me. And don't forget that the breakfast show on Monday doesn't exist, but on Tuesday, DLT will be around. Oh, that was England Dan and John Ford Coley, but there's more from them in a moment. Yes, DLT will be with you, of course, on the breakfast show starting on Tuesday. And many people were well pleased when I made a phone call a few weeks back because they thought I'd finally got my just desserts. But it had quite a nice twist to the end of it. This is the way it sounded on the programme a month or so ago. Kingston. And she said, my brother Ian is over here at the moment from Australia. He works on one of the largest sheep farms in Australia. And why don't you ring him up with one of your funny phone calls, Noel, and try and pretend that you're something to do with the Wool Council or whatever. Well, Susan, I took your suggestion, and this is what happened just a few minutes ago.
Hello, could I speak to Mr. Ian Roberts, please?
Hello.
Hello, is that Mr. Roberts?
Who's that?
My name's Mackenzie. I work for the Wool Federation.
Now, wait a minute, will you? For God's sake, have you no time? It is in the morning.
I'm sorry, Mr. Roberts.
I got to sleep late last night.
I was given your number as being, I was given your number as being over here at the moment from Australia.
What do you mean you were given my number? Nobody's got my number. What are you talking about?
Well, I understand you're a sheep shearer. Is that right? Do you do that?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we have a big exhibition at the Albert Hall, and I just wondered whether it might be possible to hire you to actually come.
An exhibition of what?
Well, of sheep, of wool, of all the textures.
Listen, I don't know what you're talking about. Do you know the time? It's 8 o'clock in the morning or something. The only reason I came over to Great Britain, you silly pommy, was to get a bit of sleep.
Well, I'm sorry you're upset about this, Mr. Roberts. Do I...
Upset?
I mean, do I deduce from...
Do you realise all year round I have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I've come over here for holiday so I can get a bit of sleep and some idiot woman starts phoning me up in the morning?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Roberts. Do I deduce...
Do you want to hire me?
Do I deduce from that you're not interested?
Interested? You've got to be joking.
Well, actually, Mr. Roberts...
This is Noel Edmonds of Radio 1 here.
Noel who?
Noel Edmonds, Radio 1, BBC.
Oh, very impressive. So you're a drag merchant, are you? You wear clothes, do you, and phone people up early in the morning? Well, I've got news for you, Mr.
Well, no, actually, it was suggested I might ring you and that it would be a joke, you see.
Oh, yeah, well, it suggested that I might tell you that I'm Dave Lee Travis, you pommy twit.
I wonder how many people we fooled.
All right, I'll know that.
How are you, Dave? And so it went on. And there are people who still think that wasn't DLT, but it was!
Turn on the radio, we'll play it way down low. There's a tear in your eye that's reflecting the fire's glow. And I wish this night would never